Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry calling the latest United Nations sanctions an act of war, and they said tantamount to a complete economic blockade. UN Security Council unanimously agreed to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its weapons programs. These latest sanctions follow the November launch of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, which North Korea contends would deliver nuclear warheads to the U.S. Ukraine's president thanked the United States for its decision to provide lethal weapons to the country, while diplomats in Russia warned the move is provocative and would only cause more bloodshed. Angry response from Moscow followed the U.S. announcement that it would provide Ukraine with the weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis.
Defensive weapons are not provocative unless you're an aggressor. And clearly, Ukraine is not an aggressor since it's their own territory where the fighting is happening.
Critics of the move say selling lethal arms to Ukraine threatens to escalate tensions between the United States and Russia, which annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. U.S. and other Western countries swiftly condemned a move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court, warning that if successful, it would hamper efforts for Euro-Atlantic integration. The United States had been a key ally and financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and declared independence in 2008. Lawmakers from the governing coalition who hold a majority are pressing for a vote to abolish the court. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has appointed a recently retired army general and a defense official as the country's ruling party vice presidents. Sebastian Mofu reporting now from Harare.
In a statement Saturday, George Charamba, the spokesman for Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa, said General Constantino Chiwenga and Defense Minister Kembo Muhadi have been appointed the ZANU-PF's party vice presidents. It was General Chiwenga in November who led the apparent coup that forced President Robert Mugabe to resign. Chiwenga becomes the third general in Mnangagwa's cabinet. Opposition leader Welshman Ncube is highly concerned about this trend, which began last month with the army's involvement in ZANU-PF's succession politics. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Dozens were killed when a bus fell into a river in western India, survivors saying the bus was speeding to overtake another vehicle when it crashed over the bridge railing, falling into the river below. So far, authorities have recovered 32 bodies. At least another 10 passengers were injured. An Israeli court has freed without charges three men from Turkey who had been arrested on suspicion of assaulting police outside a Jerusalem holy site that is contested by Jews and Muslims. Police spokesperson Mickey Rosenfeld said the three had tried to reach the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where they planned to take part in a demonstration. Nick Kaufman is the defense counsel.
The court rejected the police's argument, which was basically that they were liable to interfere with police investigation, and also that they posed a threat to the general community. It was obvious that this case was a politically charged case, and the judge rightly released them. In fact, the police asked for an extension of the custody for the purpose of filing an appeal, and that request was rejected also.
Men were taken into custody as Israel confronted a week surge in protest against U.S. President Donald Trump's December 6th recognition of Jerusalem as its capital. In his newly unveiled national security strategy, President Trump vows, in his words, to ensure the balance of power remains in America's favor in key regions around the world. The Indo-Pacific region led that list of key regions identified by the White House, followed by Europe and the Middle East. How Washington will accomplish the goal is being closely watched, as China, identified as a rival, shows no sign of lessening its interest in the region. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.